From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Taliban has released a video showing a man who appears to be a U.S. soldier. Private First Class Bo Bergdahl went missing in eastern Afghanistan this past summer. From Kabul, the BBC's Mitra Mustafi reports.
In the video, the man who identifies himself as Bergdahl launches a verbal attack on the U.S. war in Afghanistan and its ties with Muslims. He is shown wearing a U.S. military helmet and uniform. The man appears healthy and does not seem to have been abused. A statement read by a Taliban spokesman calls for a limited number of prisoners to be released in exchange for Bergdahl. He also wants that more American troops could be captured. This is the second video of Bergdahl released since he went missing in Paktika province on 30th June. He was serving there with a parachute infantry regiment. His family and friends in Idaho would be spending an anxious Christmas without him.
The BBC's Mitra Mustafi reporting from Kabul. President Obama says prayers are going out to all service members who've had to sacrifice for their country. On Christmas Eve, he called 10 members of the military posted in Afghanistan, Iraq, and the Persian Gulf. Details from NPR's Scott Horsley.
President Obama telephoned 2 members each from the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and the Coast Guard. He thanked them for their service overseas and wished them happy holidays. The president also saluted service members in his weekly address, which was delivered a little early this week because of Christmas.
All our men and women in uniform spending the holidays far away from home, whether it's at a base here in the States, a mess hall in Iraq, or a remote outpost in Afghanistan. Know that you are in our thoughts and in our prayers.
The President and First Lady encouraged all Americans to show support for military families with a card or care package shipped overseas or a helping hand here at home. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Queen Elizabeth II is praising British forces serving in Afghanistan this holiday season. In her annual Christmas Day broadcast, the monarch acknowledges the sacrifices they made this past year. 106 British soldiers were killed in Afghanistan in 2009, making it the bloodiest year for the British military since the war began after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. A Pakistani court has given police 10 more days to interrogate a group of American men suspected of terrorism. None of the 5 detainees has been formally charged with a crime, but Pakistani authorities suspect the group attempted to collect material to carry out terrorist activities. The 5 men from the Washington, D.C. area were arrested in Sargodha earlier this year. You're listening to NPR News. In the U.S., Christmas travel from parts of the Southwest through the plains and north-central U.S. will be hazardous or virtually impossible today. From Amarillo, Texas, High Plains Public Radio's Mark Haslett reports.
Heavy snowfall combined with winds gusting up to 50 miles per hour have created blizzard conditions in western Oklahoma and northwest Texas. In Altus, Oklahoma, Highway Patrol Lieutenant Della Adler says that Interstates 40 and 44 will remain dangerous well into Christmas morning.
We're not expecting it to improve any. We're discouraging all travel. Visibility is zero in a lot of places. The winds are extremely high.
In addition to travel hazards, the high winds will also cause dangerously low wind chill temperatures this Christmas Eve. The National Weather Service predicts wind chill numbers at or below zero throughout much of western Oklahoma and northwest Texas. For NPR News, this is Mark Haslett in Amarillo.
About 200 passengers and workers are stranded at Oklahoma's largest airport because of the bad weather. The Will Rogers World Airport closed yesterday afternoon when several inches of snow accumulated on the runways. One of the runways has since reopened, but many flights have either been canceled or delayed. And in another part of the state, the Associated Press reports that 200 people had to spend the night at a church when an interstate was shut down. 20 years after the Exxon Valdez ran aground on a reef in Alaska and spilled nearly 11 million gallons of crude oil, a tugboat used to prevent a similar disaster has hit the same reef in Prince William Sound. Now authorities are trying to contain a 3-mile-long oil slick off Alaska's coast. This is NPR.